Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Following the discovery of chemicals commonly called PFAS in Rhinelander water and the shutdown of well number 7, new tests have shown less of the chemical at that well. City Administrator Daniel Guild updated the Common Council Monday evening. Guild says he isn't recommending turning off well number 7 back on, as too much is unknown about the results. The well showed a significant drop in the level of the chemical PFAS in Rhinelander's drinking water at well number 7. The chemicals are used in things like nail polish, clothing, and firefighting foam, and as Guild reported, even at the lower DNR figure of 20 parts per trillion, it doesn't take much of the chemical to pollute. The council approved a motion to have Guild look at hiring a hydrologist to look at the groundwater supply. We'll have a full report on our website later today. And it's now up to Governor Tony Evers as to when a special election will be held to replace outgoing Representative Sean Duffy. Marathon County GOP Chair Kevin Hermaning says he expects the election to take place by early November.
I'm guessing that there will be more than one candidate who will decide that they would like to be in the House of Representatives as the congressman. No doubt there will be a couple of people on the Democrat side seeking the seat as well.
He says he's unaware of any prepared candidates, so right now it's wide open. Hermaning, a former Iranian hostage, ran unsuccessfully for the seat against longtime incumbent David Obey. Hermaning says there is no guarantee that the seat stays Republican, especially with recent statewide wins for Democrats.
The Democrats are without a doubt going to see this as a major pickup opportunity.
Duffy announced on Monday he would be stepping down to better care for his growing family while Rachel Campos Duffy, his wife, is pregnant with her 9th child, who will require more care due to complications, including a heart condition. State Senator Tom Tiffany released a statement Monday afternoon saying he's been contacted about his future and says he'll be making a statement after talking about it with his family. Democratic State Senator Janet Buley told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel she was thinking about it. And construction started on an Iowa County intersection along U.S. Highway 151 last April, and there have been more than two dozen accidents at that location since then. Iowa County Sheriff says he's never seen an intersection with this many accidents since he's been on the job 17 years. There were four crashes at the intersection of 151 and County Highway YZ during a one-hour period on Sunday. So far, no severe injuries have been called. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has considered making temporary changes at the intersection, but decided that might make it even more dangerous. And a former congressman has been appointed to the board of directors for a Janesville technology company. Shine Medical Technologies made the appointment announcement about Paul Ryan's appointment. Shine says Ryan has almost 30 years of experience with healthcare, business, energy, and additional issues which pertain to the company. It's building a medical isotope production facility in Janesville. Its products will be used to diagnose and treat disease. And seven professional models have sued a strip club in West Allis, saying their images were used on the club's website and social media pages without permission. The federal suit alleges false endorsement, false advertising, invasion of privacy, and other claims. The Heartbreakers Club is accused of using the images, even though the women never worked there and didn't approve of their use of those images to endorse that type of business. They say Heartbreakers never asked for their consent. The weather forecast for the rest of the day: look for skies to remain partly sunny, then becoming cloudy and an increasing chance of rain throughout the afternoon with a high temperature around 68. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, cloudy, low around 50. And for Wednesday, a slight chance of morning showers, otherwise cloudy with a high near 62. Wednesday night, a low near 47. And Thursday, still a slight chance of a shower, but otherwise mostly sunny, a high near 71. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.